The term shaman refers to a medicine man or woman who is the healer, the teacher, the sage of the Americas. It is a spiritual tradition. It is not a religious tradition. There's no Christ, there's no Moses, there's no Buddha that says follow my footsteps. It says follow your own footsteps. If you meet the Christ, bow to the Christ. If you meet the Buddha, bow to the Buddha. But follow your own footsteps, learn from nature. So it's possible to be a Christian and to practice the way of the shaman. It's possible to be a Buddhist, to be a Jew, and to practice the way of the shaman. Because it is the ways of the earth, the stewardship of the earth, of recognizing and honoring the feminine side of our nature, the participatory, of recognizing and honoring the feminine side of our nature. Our traditions in the West are extremely patriarchal. The traditions of the medicine peoples are traditions of the earth, and they're traditions of the feminine. Today we have the opportunity to bring together the masculine and the feminine in a way that will allow us to utilize the extraordinary resources of medicine and the extraordinary resources of our spirit to create and maintain wellness. The shamanic traditions are an oral tradition. Writing never existed in the Americas. They were a tradition that were handed down from grandmother to granddaughter, grandfather to grandson. We live in an age of immune exhaustion. Our immune systems are exhausted. Our energy levels are depleted. The shamanic healing practices can help us to reconnect to the earth and to our own inner nature, to recharge ourselves from that inexhaustible reservoir offered us by the mother and by the earth, by a mother who wants her children to be well, but who wants her children to honor and to respect her. The shamanic healing practices are founded on disinhibiting the immune system, on accelerating the body's ability to heal itself, on returning back to our natural selves, and in doing so, discovering that it is not I alone who walks in the world, but I am supported by an inexhaustible resource, spiritually, energetically, emotionally. We learn in the West that we're separate from nature, that we're separate from the earth. I would like to invite you to join me on a journey where we will discover that there's no separation between us and the natural world, that we are children of the earth, that we walk with beauty on the earth, and that we're held and sustained by the earth, and that we're poised between the visible and the invisible world, that there's a domain of experience and of perception that we have been precluded from because of our beliefs and our mythologies in the West. I invite you to join me in a journey into this rich and textured world of spirit, where we can discover who we were before we were born and who we will be after we die. Join me as we travel into the Amazon rainforest, into the mountains of Peru, and through the steps of our energy medicine training, the same training that we offer to doctors, to nurses, to psychologists, to social workers, to lay people, and where they discover how they can become shamans in the West, individuals who bring healing to themselves, to their families, to their communities, and to the world. Join me as we walk the footsteps of the shamans into the invisible world of energy and spirit through the energy healing practices of the Americas.